Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrutori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap, keeping you updated on the pulse of the industry as of Sunday, May 18, 2025. In a considerable move forward, Westpac's investment platform, Asgard, has announced substantial hikes in insurance premiums. The span of these increases ranges quite drastically from 0.7% to a staggering 94.6%. This decision, influenced by a partnership review with AIA Australia, is an answer to the rising claims and operational costs. These changes will come into effect on July 1st and will particularly impact clients with Asgard personal protection packages. In a few days, on May 21st, Asgard will begin to notify its clients about these changes. This action is tailored to ensure the sustainability and value of insurance products amidst ongoing cost challenges. What this means to the sector is clear. The necessity of a sound strategic plan and transparent client communication cannot be overstressed. On another note, Clearview has bid farewell to the wealth management sector and started a new chapter as a pure-play life insurance company. Now, this move comes as no surprise, as it's the conclusion of a multi-year strategic shift that Clearview has maintained. The company is tuned to strengthen ties with independent financial advisors, crucial for bolstering its distribution network. The spotlight of Clearview's recent investor presentation was a 95% surge in gross premiums income, amounting to $285.6 million. Alongside this growth, there was a 9% rise in total in-force premiums, standing tall at $398 million. And the cherry on top is a strategic investment worth $100 million into the ClearChoice technology platform. The transition to a cloud-based platform is expected to meet completion in the first half of next year, a step that will streamline Clearview's market strategy. Despite the economic strains pressing down, Australians seem to keep life insurance high on their priority list. A breakthrough survey by Noble Oak suggests that the percentage of life insurance and income protection policyholders rose to 60% this January from 55% last year. More interesting yet is the fact that individuals have been cutting back on daily necessities like groceries and mobile phone usage to preserve these insurances. In fact, income protection insurance is climbing the ladder of priorities, even higher than groceries. However, a vast proportion, over 40% of policyholders, feel their coverage is inadequate. The silver lining is the escalating use of financial advisors, which seems to be reaching pre-pandemic levels, with 14% seeking advice. But a shadow lingers in the form of a gender gap in financial confidence, with women feeling the strain more than men. That was this week's roundup of major news scrolling in the Australian insurance industry. I'm Paige Estrutori for Financial Services Online. Remember to check our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information on personal and business insurance in Australia. See you next Sunday for another weekly wrap.